My name is Luisa Torres. I am from Stony Brook University from the Department of Cellular and Molecular Pharmacology. I am starting my fourth year of grad school, and the title of my thesis is Modulation of the Inflammatory Response During Spinal Cord Injury. What happens when your spinal cord suffers an injury? Imagine your spinal cord as a big city, which I will call Spinal Cord City. And imagine that the cells within your spinal cord are the citizens of Spinal Cord City. Now imagine that you have an accident and that you severely injure your spinal cord. What happens then? How do the citizens of Spinal Cord City react to this? Similar to fire doors that reduce the spread of smoke during a fire, the lesion is sealed by scar components, which separates the injured areas from the spare tissue, thus preventing the spread of toxins. In addition, microglia, or spinal cord city police, rush to the lesion and enter a reactive state in which they clean up the injured area, making room so that new cells can replace the dead cells. Microglia also emit survival signals that protect other cells that were spared during the initial impact. However, in this reactive state, microglia also produce harmful substances that damage other important cell types in the spinal cord, thus causing further tissue damage. How can this apparent contradiction be reconciled? Perhaps it is all a matter of timing. It is possible that microglia have either toxic or protective effects, depending on when they become reactive after injury. My work is to determine the most appropriate timing to inhibit the action of microglia in order to preserve its beneficial aspects while diminishing the toxic effects. Effectively manipulating the microglia response will ultimately help promote functional and anatomical repair in the spinal cord.